remember about a hay rake.
Well, you're talking about when you first cut it, what did you do with it when you first cut the hay?
Yeah, just leave it lying on the ground until it dries.
Did you ever rake it up in little piles in the field?
I don't think so, unless they all gonna put it on a rack.
Uh-huh.
One of those wooden racks up through it, you see. It stands on three legs, and at the top it's pointed to hold the hay up on there.
Almost like a teepee or something, huh?
Yeah, just about that shape.
Where did you usually keep your cows?
Well, in the daytime, they usually went in the pasture. If you didn't have one of your own, well, you'd pay someone maybe a dollar a month to turn your cow in that pasture. Now, when we had a cow, we didn't have but one cow, didn't need but one. This family down here had a dairy. And they milked the cows down there at the barn, and the government got so close in behind them, having it right in the city, until they did away with the dairy down there and bought one out on the Atlanta Highway. And kept the cows out there. They had a big pasture all around where they turned them out for the milk.
Did you ever have something like a little building in the middle of the field, you know, for the cows to go if it started raining?
A shelter. Yeah, I think these big pastures have that, and have the salt, have those big blocks of salt under there on a rack where they can lick the salt.
Did you have a place or a building that you would keep your horses in?
The barn.
Was it put the cows and the horses in the barn?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a stable or anything like that? Or?
We had stables for our mules.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to stay out in the weather unless they wanted to.
Unless they were dumb or something. Did you have a place? Ever have a place? And you were talking about that man who had a dairy. Did he ever have a place out in the middle of the field to milk the cows?
No, they milked down at the barn with electric milkers.
When you were, before they had electric milkers?
They milked by hand before they had the milkers.
Did they call the cows in?
They come. You see, they'll come up if you feed them cottonseed meal and hulls. They'll come. You won't have to go after them. They come just like you come for your supper.
Yeah. Where did you keep your, did you have cows? I mean, did you have pigs and hogs and stuff?
Oh yes, we had hog pens that we called, and the fattening hogs, of course, sometimes we put one in a pen, one hog in each pen. The others would run out in a hog pasture or something. Now they call it hog parlor.
Oh, really?
They put the grain in a metal container, and as they eat it out down here, this up here just comes on down until they eat it all out. And then they refill them.
Did your hog pen have a top to it, or was it just open?
No, it was just open most of the time. Once or twice we had a covered hog pen, but we had trouble with chickens getting in there. When the chickens would get in a covered hog pen, they couldn't get out, they couldn't fly out. And the hogs would eat the chickens, and that a chicken eating hog won't fatten.
Doesn't do you any good either, too, huh?